Transformational leadership style. There are a number of leadership styles, such as the coaching style, consensus building, and more of a thinking manager, or the traditional manager, consensus and doing more than thinking. Note that no one style is the best, and great leaders adopt the best style for the situation. A transformation situation calls for a visionary style, high in individual decision-making and thinking. A visionary inspires followers with a big idea and uses information to get others on board. Closely related to the visionary style is a relationship leadership style called transformational leadership. A transformational leader is one who values relationship building, positive interactions, and balancing power between leaders and followers. Such leaders are influential but not coercive or manipulative. They treat each individual as important. They foster a positive working environment and model high moral and ethical standards. Transformational leaders must exhibit charisma to be able to positively influence stakeholders, to get them enthusiastic and determined to see a change through, and to be engaging so followers start thinking creatively. While leaders should work to improve upon their strengths and mitigate their weaknesses, they should also work to be authentic, meaning that they listen to their inner conscience when making decisions, especially in taking a stand on controversial issues. They stand for something. Authenticity requires honesty and integrity. Transformational leaders need to understand that there are different forms of intelligence that they can apply or appreciate in others. Intellectual intelligence is the ability to reason, solve problems, learn from experience, and recall information. Emotional intelligence is the ability to recognize the influence of one's own or others' emotions, empathize with others, and self-manage emotions. Social intelligence is understanding social cues, power dynamics, and how to maintain relationships. Adaptive intelligence is seeing things as shades of gray, balancing individual and group interests, persevering despite uncertainty or poorly defined problems, and working in situations with no best answer or solution, while still endeavoring to find good enough results that are sustainable in the short and long term. One's position of authority is insufficient to get others to follow you. To maximize the impact of one's inspiration, a transformational leader needs to earn followers by being trustworthy, modest, able to admit mistakes, and so on. In addition, one must have the ability to organize others to actually get things done. It is important to be a leader and not a laggard. From a transformation perspective, this means always preferring to get more savings faster rather than less savings later. This seems intuitive, but many leaders take actions that slow down schedules and reduce savings because they do not see the value in integrated supply chains and use negative power behaviors such as seeming to already have all of the answers. Some laggard behavior is codified in organizational bureaucracy, approvals, investigations, and consultations prior to any decisions or action, and some of this may need to change while retaining critical checks and balances. Key team roles need to avoid laggards when they are needed as stakeholders. Educating them and inspiring them on the value of supply chain transformation is the way to get their support.